And, well, this is a bit of joy to look forward to each week. I'm joined by Nicola Tookie from the Department of Conservation. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. And what a beautiful afternoon, I must say, it is down here in Canterbury.
Me too, me too.
Yeah, it's nice.
I almost introduced you as Nicola Tookie from the Department of Conservation, which is probably equally true, but that's more of an unofficial role.
It's definitely an unofficial role. I sometimes wonder whether that's the department I probably should be in, but that's okay.
Speaking of the Department of Conservation, there are some of us a bit worried about what you guys aren't doing during Level 4, and we're not blaming you. You're not allowed to do it. But I wonder under Level 3 whether you'll be able to do a bit more of the sort of trapping and nature work that you weren't able to do under Level 4.
Yeah, well, as you can imagine, we've also got a lot of Department of Conservation staff sort of, you know, busting to get out as well and do some work. And so for the past a week or two, we've been working really hard in the department to try and determine what is the nature of the work that will be allowed under Level 2. Now, you have to remember, of course, that being a government department, our primary role is to support the country, really, in the elimination of COVID. So we've been working through a series of pieces of guidance internally, and what that means is how do we determine the real business critical, mission critical, urgent biodiversity work that we definitely need to do, and what can probably wait for another couple of weeks. So my team and I have all been kind of working around the clock to do that, and from next week, slowly but surely, with regard to that real essential work, some of the doc staff will be allowed to go out and do some of that mission critical work. Some of them won't, though, including myself, so it'll be a bit challenging knowing that some of us will be allowed outside and some will not for some time yet.
Okay, that's really good to hear. Hey, Nicola, guess what me and my wife did on Saturday night?
What?
Played with the 3D animals thing on Google that you told us about last week. Like all night.
It's so cool, eh?
Oh, all how night. We laughed. We laughed and we laughed. Look at this one. It's a goat.
It's so good. There's a really good wolf one that I had sitting in the lounge next to Hunter, and it was like howling and, you know, scratching its ear, and it's very cool. Talk about bringing nature into your homes.
Yeah, I put a giant python next to our 1-year-old Scout, and the wife didn't enjoy that very much. But apart from that, for people who weren't listening last week, if you Google the name of an animal, actually most animals, I've got a pretty long list, but shark, octopus, lion, tiger, horse, on Google, on your smartphone, and then you look down just under the search results, there's a little thing that says view in 3D, and you can basically put it into your own space. Augmented reality, I think, is the official word. It is awesome. And, you know, I was going to say if you've got kids, but honestly, it was just the two of us with a glass of wine each. It was very sad, actually.
It's starting to get to that time, that period of lockdown, isn't it? Where you just started, like, my husband and I, a bit the same. We fell into a YouTube rabbit hole of Graham Norton interviews the other night, and just couldn't stop watching it and laughing at it. But despite all that, yeah, things have been really busy at our end, and we are quite excited to be putting at least our first toes out in the world to keep an eye on some of our most critical species from next week, and then ideally from a couple of weeks after that.
Speaking of back to normal, I was talking predator trapping on the radio show this week, and someone texted in to say that they'd had really good luck trapping feral cats with KFC as bait. Ever come across that one before?
No. Okay. Hey? I thought, like, what is with New Zealanders' obsession with KFC at the moment?
I know.
Just dirty chicken. But
I saw Ben Thomas on Twitter the other day was like, I'm one step ahead of you all. When KFC opens on Tuesday, I'm going to go to the one at the airport because I know there's going to be no crowds there.
That's very good. I didn't know about KFC being used in feral cat traps. I do know I've heard of sardines, cat biscuits, that kind of thing, being used as well.
Hey, we should get to our Critter of the Week this week, which I'm looking forward to. It's a native, sort of a native, right? It's a native that arrived in the last couple of hundred years.
Yeah, that's right. And it is a very, very cool one again. So it's the mason wasp, Picyon spinulae, if you're into your Latin. And you might know of it as a mason bee, but it's a wasp, not a bee. Have you ever seen one?
Not sure. I've certainly heard of a mason bee. And I think growing up, I remember hearing about mason nests. In fact, I think we might have even set off a borer bomb once. Would that make sense? Would that be what we're trying to do, get rid of mason in the walls?
Maybe, yeah, maybe. I think they're also known as potter wasps. I watched one.
Oh, but they're solo, aren't they, these
ago.
Ones? Sorry, Nick, yeah, they're solo, are. Aren't you, they, these ones? Yeah, okay. No, it's something different, yeah.
You're probably talking about the Asian paper wasps, but yeah, they are solitary wasps, and they're only tiny. They're only like somewhere between a centimetre and a half long, native to New Zealand and Australia. So, yes, they've been here since about the 1800s. I watched one afternoon making a nest inside the screw hole of an outside electric socket plug. And it's fascinating to watch. So, you know, they have this incredible ability to kind of make little clay nests, but it's what they do inside of them that is probably the grotesque best bit, which is what the mother mason wasp does is she goes and finds as many orb web spiders to bring back as she possibly can. And so she's such a good mother that in each cell that she is creating for just a single egg, she tucks in, she paralyzes, catches and paralyzes a whole lot of orb web spiders, which are those beautiful, you know, you walk out in the morning and you see the morning dew and those beautiful big spider webs.
Thistles, yep. Right?
Yep. And you might see them around your garden or on your fences and things. And so, you know, you beautiful looking spider, often quite a vivid sort of green. So she roars around, catches as many of those as she can, so paralyzes them by stinging them, and then tucks them into each little cell, each little nursery for an individual egg, and then she'll completely seal over the cell with mud. And the spiders are paralyzed. They'll stay alive for a really long time. So they don't decay, they don't die. They're just there, stuck, not being able to move until the egg hatches and then the larvae eats the spider alive.
Oh, come on. That's so macabre.
So disgusting, but so amazing. And so people listening may have found mason wasp nests in keyholes. You've sometimes find them in curtains, under tarpaulins. And the female is a really hard worker. She spends most of her life making the nest. And I think the reason that I was able to follow one and watch her making a cell a couple of years ago is they make a very high-pitched buzzing noise while they're doing it. That is a fascinating and macabre situation where... Yeah, she is being a great parent though, isn't she? She's basically making sure that the minute that her little larvae hatches out of its egg, it's got a built-in meal that hasn't rotted or decayed, and they can't get away. So I was reading a story from a guy in Southland who wrote a lovely little story about discovering one of these nests and found, you know, several, like 8 or 9 spiders in each of these cells, poked them, realized that they could wiggle their legs but couldn't get away, just lying there waiting for certain death. The grubs just feed on the spiders, which are still alive, and it makes sure that the grubs have basically got fresh meat every day. Amazing.
You would... it's a horror show, and you would almost cast it as a bit of a villain if it weren't doing it for its own children. And also, of course, it is the victim itself of a similar sort of gambit.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, what goes around comes around, because the mason wasp also is the primary host for another kind of a parasitoid wasp, and it inserts its eggs into the mason wasp's, you know, while it's in there, either in the larvae stage, the little grub stage, or in the kind of cocoon stage of their lifestyle cycle. And then, so basically, it's got an ovipositor, we've talked about those before. It's just a big a tube with from which eggs get deposited, and just punches a hole in the side of the grub, and then lays eggs inside it, which feed on its body fluids. Also disgusting and also brilliant. So,
They're overpositive, by
she.
the way. I've seen something similar on one of those David Attenborough shows. It is chillingly accurate and fast with its overpositor, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, any kind of registered nurse or healthcare professional would be very impressed with the accuracy that this thing can inject. In this instance, it's eggs, and they can lay 10 to 50 eggs a day. And unfortunately for the mason wasp, nests that are infected with the parasitoid wasp can have basically half of all the nests don't survive, so 50% mortality rate for those that come a cropper from the parasitoid wasp, which is pretty kind of amazing. There's that great circle of life situation that we find ourselves in. It is a good opportunity. While we are all at home, I just got a bit tired of being stuck on phone conferences and phone calls and went for a wander around the garden and saw all kinds of things going on. It's a good chance for us at the moment that we're taking a breather to, have a wee poke around at some of the little things and then learn about the absolute horror stories that make up their life cycles.
I know we went for a little scooter, skateboard, bike around a local empty car yard this morning, and the kids stopped and discovered this beetle being it seemed to be being attacked by ants. So that was pretty fascinating for a while. And then we saved the beetle, and yeah, it's like a miniature kind of drama playing out in miniature.
Oh yeah, and everywhere you look, there's opportunities for that kind of, rather than sitting down and watching the telly, you could be out poking around in your garden or your local car yard for exactly that kind of activity. I was thinking, I was having a wee laugh about it, but I quite often get we get daddy long legs in our bathroom in particular. And in the shower, and I just refuse to let any drown. And so I have to kind of catch them and then let them out before they possibly get washed down the plug hole. Because A, obviously it'll rain, and B, did you get told that when you were a kid? That if you killed a spider, it would rain?
No, that's an yeah, that's an issue. Maybe
Oh.
I'll tell my kids that. Although they're pretty
Yeah,
spider
and
friendly anyway. Yeah.
B, because why would I want to, add to the demise of the poor old daddy long legs. But I did kind of have a little lone laugh at myself while I was doing it and thinking, is anyone else doing this? Is anyone else saving the daddy long legs from the morning
Oh, let us
shower? Not
know.
sure.
Let us know on text 2101, everybody. Nicola, how would you rate the attractiveness of the mason wasp on a scale of 1 to 10?
Well, they're cute, right? Because they're small and perfectly formed. They're not black and yellow like normal wasps. They're actually a lovely black colour. They obviously support our national rugby team for whenever that will start again. And given their survival strategy and the threats they face from a neighbouring wasp, I reckon we could give them at least a five, couldn't we?
Yeah. Well, okay.
Oh, stop me.
This is Nicola Tookie, a real soft touch on the rating of the animal. I remember when we started Critter of the Week 4 or 5 years ago, she was brutally honest about the unattractive nature of these things. Now she's spraying around sevens and eights like they're going out of fashion. Anyway, Mason Wasp, lucky to fly away with a five today. Nice to chat to you, buddy. Have a nice weekend, and we'll catch up next Friday.
You too, Jesse. Enjoy your long weekend.